Hallelujah. Tonight I want to pray. We want to pray for you tonight. If you need a miracle, go ahead and raise your hand tonight. And I'm going to ask brothers with brothers and sisters with sisters to look at those around you and to put a hand on each other's shoulder tonight. And we're going to begin to stand in prayer for one another and believe God to work a miracle in your situation up in the balcony here on the main floor, in the choir behind me. In the annex, let's begin to lift our voices. I want you to take a minute or two and begin to pray for your brother, your sister tonight. Lift your voice. I want you to cry out for them, and as you would cry out for yourself, for God to work a miracle in whatever their situation is, whatever their need is. Lift your voice tonight to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we just thank you for tonight, God. You are awesome, God, in this place. Lord, you are high and lifted up, oh God. We love you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Lord, thank you, God, here in the power of Christ we stand. We come in our weakness. We come as we are, God, but we give you praise. And we thank you tonight, Lord God. Lord, we begin to thank you, God Almighty. Lord, we thank you, God, for what you're doing, Lord, because you're a God that we believe, God, you have worked prayers, oh God, you work miracles. Lord, you have never failed us, oh God. Lord, thank you for opening a prison door tonight, Lord. Lord, thank you for, Lord, signs and wonders tonight. Lord, thank you for hope arising, oh God. Thank you, God, that though we don't see it in the natural, we choose to believe you, God. It is nothing impossible with you, God. Lord, there's nothing you cannot do. We thank you for all you've done, Lord. We thank you that we're yours, Lord. We thank you for the blood, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we can come into your embrace because it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, because of your blood. Lord, God, that you shed for us. Oh, God, we come to you, Father. Lord, God Almighty. Lord, every need, God. Lord, you said if we seek first your kingdom, your righteousness, all these things, Lord, they shall be added, oh, God. And so we thank you, God. Lord, thank you for family members, oh, God, coming to you, God. Lord, we pray for our families, oh, God. My God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, glorify your name, Father. Glorify your name, God. You are worthy, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we commit our families to you. We commit our jobs to you. Lord, we commit our lives to you, God. Lord, we can't do it, oh God, but we thank you for the blood that was shed. Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, God. Lord, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you, God, help us, oh God, to stand. Help us to make a difference. Help us to live. Help us not to go back, oh God. Help us, oh God, to receive what you've done for us, oh God, on the cross. And Lord, for this and more, we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Praise God. You may be seated just for a moment here. I want to take time to pray for the prayer cards that we've been entrusted with, and I'm going to ask you to hold those up in a moment, but I want to give you a couple of praise reports of what God's been doing in answer to these prayer request cards that we've been praying for on Tuesday night. One person came in with a prayer card, and it was prayer requested for a young man who had some complications inside his body, and a recent medical test showed that everything is okay with him and his body is healthy. Praise God. There was a prayer request for a homeless man to follow God, and not just in word, but to follow him, obviously, with his lifestyle. And now this man is walking with the Lord, found the church, goes to Bible study, and has a job. Hallelujah. Praise God. Another prayer request was for a lady who was not open to the gospel. She used to attend church, but her lifestyle caused her to begin to drift away. And the lady now attended the gate 2 weeks in a row, including the Cross and the Switchblade production, and is now reading her Bible and listening to preaching online. Praise God. And then last one is a praise report of a woman who says she has been through a long struggle and that she is feeling better than she has in years, and has a new hope for a future, and she appreciates all the prayers that have gone up on her behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. Folks, God is answering prayer. Amen. And tonight I want to take a moment and begin to pray for these prayer request cards. I also want to lift up, there's two young people, you know, as we've been seeing God moving and pouring out his spirit on Fridays and touching young people. We've had our last foundations class, we had about 80 kids in our foundations, our new believers class for the youth, 80 young people. And we thank God for that and for what he's doing there. But at the same time, I see the enemy going after some of the young people that are here and that are established. And there's two young people I can think of even tonight. I was talking earlier with one of our staff members, and two young people that used to come here on a regular basis, I now know that they have drifted away from the house of the Lord, and they're not coming anymore. And there's one of them who's saying he doesn't even believe in God anymore. But yet he was faithfully coming to the church here and involved in the church here. And so I want to pray for these two young people tonight. But in faith, believing, folks, in faith, believing God to meet these needs, as well as pray for the prayer request cards that you've been entrusted with. How many have cards tonight that you've been entrusted with? I want you to lift those cards up right now. If you've got prayer cards that people have entrusted you, asked you to pray for them, if you would lift up those cards right now here, all over the house here, in the main floor up in the balcony as well. We're going to stand together right now. I want you to stand together and hold up those cards, and those that are around, those that have cards, if you'd begin to gather around them tonight, and we're going to begin to pray for these needs. They'll share with you the name of the person, what the prayer request is, and we're going to begin to pray for these needs and believe God to work a miracle in the midst of each one of these situations tonight in the name of Jesus. Again, they're going to share with you the need, and then and the name of the person, and then immediately you begin to go to prayer and lift up your voice on behalf of these needs tonight, and believe God to work a miracle in each situation. Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus. Father, tonight we bless you. We thank you, Jesus. God, we give you praise in this house for your matchless power, for your strength, your mercy. For God, we know the devil is busy, but we know you are busier. We know the devil seems to show his power, but you have all power. God, that the enemy would love to try to snatch the people out of your hands, Lord, but you said not one of them will be plucked from your hand, Father. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, for the power of prayer. We thank you that we do have an advocate who sits at the right hand of the Father and makes intercession. God, even when we don't have the words to pray, Lord Jesus, you are uttering words. You are uttering words and groanings, Lord, on our behalf. And we thank you tonight for it. Father, we pray for this generation. We pray for the young people we've just heard about tonight. Lord, for the enemy who has launched an onslaught, an unrelenting attack on the minds of your people. Father, we thank you for those who have grown up in the faith, God, but yet have found themselves pulling away and a little further from you today than they were yesterday. But in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you today that we call on the name that is able to snatch them back and bring them back to the fold. We thank you that you are the good shepherd, God, and not one sheep shall go astray, God, if you say so. God, we thank you tonight that you have the ability, God, to reach down into every ditch, into every gutter, into every trench, into every bushel and thorn, oh God, into every trench, oh God, and you can snatch out every sheep that has fallen astray, God. We thank you. We thank you that as you tap the rudder on our ships tonight, Lord, as you straighten us out one degree to another, God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus to Christ, Lord, that you will send some man, some woman, some boy, some girl along their path, oh God, to remind them of your goodness, to remind them of what they once believed, to remind them of the day that they said, yes, Lord, I'll follow you. Yes, Lord, I'll love you. Yes, Lord, I'll serve you. To take them back to the place, oh God, where they first believed. We thank you today, God, that you have all power. And God, we thank you today that even as we heard tonight, God, for those who have said, I don't even believe in Jesus. I don't even believe in God anymore. God, remind them of what made them first believe. Something brought them to you, God. Something made them first believe. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, that you will remind them, bring us back, oh God, to that place, to our first love, oh God,
God, that all the things of the world, God, will be pushed away. God, all the things, all of the thrills and all the shiny things of society, God, will be pushed away, and you will become the center attraction. Once again in this city, become the center attraction. Once again in the lives of your people, become the center attraction. Once again in this community, God, become the center attraction. Once again in our jobs and in our homes, become the center attraction. Once again, as man has raised his ugly head, and man raises everything around us, God, to try to stamp out your name, we thank you that even on the third day you said, no man takes my life, but I lay it down, and I have the power to pick it up again. So with the same power, oh God, with the same power, Lord Jesus, snatch your people back into the fold, oh God. Open the floodgate. Open the floodgate. Open the floodgate. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, your blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, you have no power tonight. In the name of Jesus the Christ, God, we thank you tonight. And God, we look forward to the day when we're standing right back in this place, being able to declare that this was something that only God could have done. This is something that only God could have brought to pass. This is something that only the mighty hand of our God could have done. God, we thank you for it. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus, you'll do it. We decree it so in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree it so. And we will not be silent. We will not stand back and watch the devil come run a rampage in the lives of our people. But God, we thank you tonight for the power that some have walked in before. We thank you tonight that they'll pick up their swords again. Thank you tonight that they'll be reminded that their feet should be prepared with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Thank you tonight that their helmet of salvation is put back on. Thank you that they'll take up their shield of faith. Thank you that the loins will be girded with the belt of truth. Thank you tonight for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of every stronghold. And no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give him glory tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Tonight, I believe God has a word as we come to a close of this service, and it's something that God put on my heart as I was walking home. I had dinner with a group of friends, I think it was two nights ago, and as I'm walking home with a friend of mine who was recently saved here at Times Square Church, I come across a bar on my way home, and I see about seven or eight people in a group. And I'm about 15, 20 steps from them as I'm approaching them. And I feel the drawing of God that says, stop and share the good news with them. Share my love with them. And the first thing I was saying, God, I can't even relate. As I came closer, you could tell one of them was a homosexual. The other was a cross-dresser. I mean, they were drinking, they were smoking. And I don't feel comfortable. That's not my type of crowd. So the excuses kept piling on. And I couldn't resist it. I remember just stepping into the group. I didn't even say anything. I just stepped into the group, and there was a silence. It was a hush. And I remember simply just stepping in and saying, listen, I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you. I really want to tell you. Something on my heart wants to tell you Jesus loves you. And I remember after telling them, there was a lady there who was sitting in a chair, and she seemed to be the life of the party. And she mockingly, which was fine, but she said, "And he loves you too," kind of smirked and looked at me. And they began to laugh, which was fine. I guess I knew that going into it. But as I'm walking away, something happened. As I'm walking away with my friend, and my friend begins to tell me, "Man, I don't like that. I don't like how they did that." I said, "You know what? It's fine. That's kind of what the price you got to pay sometimes." As I'm walking away, I hear a voice from the same group that says, "How do you know that he loves me?" And at that moment, I began to understand why God simply wanted me to step out in faith. And I came back, and the lady that was there, she said, "Well, here you go. You got him stopped now." And I said, I'll be very, very brief. And I shared with him the simple love of God. I shared with him that you could have a living relationship with God. And I remember walking off and knowing, sometimes you just know the seed was planted where it needed to be planted. And God brought me to a passage in the Word of God. If you have your Bible today, we'll start there. Acts chapter 3. And this is why I brought this story up. Acts chapter 3. A very well-known passage. And I'd like to read from the first verse all the way up until the sixth. Acts chapter 3, first to the sixth verse. "Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour." First verse. "Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms for those entering the temple." We'll stop there. We read of a man that the Word of God said had to be carried. And as I told you this story, God began to speak to me of a generation that is carried, my generation, maybe some in your generation, that is carried by addiction and carried by the lust of the flesh. And they have no power absolutely to do anything about it. We see men on the street, and maybe you've passed them as you've come to the church tonight. You see them on street corners, and they don't have to be homeless men. Maybe you know family members. Maybe you know co-workers that live a life, but they don't have a freedom. And so they're carried day to day by their addiction. They wake up, and they're led by that addiction. They go to sleep, and they're led by that addiction. And ultimately, that addiction, that lust, ultimately is there to try to fill a deeper need. Many times it can be depression. Sometimes it can be loneliness. And so we see that as Peter and John were heading to pray, they came across a man who was being carried. This man had no power to stand up and walk. This man could not choose to say, "I want to leave." This man simply was carried, put where he had to be put, asked for help in the only way he knew how to. And then at the end of the day, he was taken home. And I think of a generation today that can't do anything about the addiction. Absolutely nothing. You wake up every morning, people that don't know the Lord, and they are led by this life, and maybe they don't even want to be led by it anymore, but they have no power, absolutely nothing. They can't do anything about it. And we see that Peter and John come across a man of this sort. I remember being back home and driving with my parents. We were coming home grocery shopping. There was a man on the side of the road with a sign. And he said, "I need gas." And so my dad picked him up, said, "Where's your car? Let's go fill it up." And as we took him to go fill up his car, he began breaking down and telling us stories of how he lost loved ones. And ultimately what he was asking for was money. And my dad didn't feel led in that sense to give him any more money. He said, "Listen, all I can do for you today is fill up your car." We shared the gospel with him and we left. And I remember we got held up at a red light, and we got held up for a long time. And as we're pulling off, I turn back and I see the same man with the same sign walking up to the same stoplight. And I remember at that moment, something inside of me rose up, and I said, "I don't even want to help people like this anymore. You work, you make money, at least for my parents, then they give it to you. Then you go back, you cheat them, and you go back. And when God brought this story back to my remembrance, he said, Tony, there's a people that are controlled. They have no say. It's not like they can make the choice as this layman and just stand up and walk away from the addiction anymore. This is something that has overtaken their life, just as this man needed money to possibly support a habit. There are men and women in this generation that can do nothing. And we see them every single day. And we continue to read this story. As they're on their way, they notice this man. Verse 3 says, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms, asked to receive money. Peter directed his gaze, as did John, at him and said, look at me. Verse 5 says, he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them, hoping that they would give them money. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. As Peter takes this man by the hand, and we see this amazing miracle of this man made whole in their very sight, they go into the temple, and people begin to recognize this man as the very same man that stood day after day asking for money. And Peter addresses the crowd and simply says this, why are you amazed? And he gives two answers to the reason that this man was healed. He said, we have a faith in Jesus. It wasn't this man's faith. When this man directed his gaze on Peter, he hoped for money. He didn't even know what he was getting. But Peter said, listen, I have a faith in my God, an absolute faith that he can heal any situation. And then Peter says something that I believe God wants to reiterate tonight. He says it was the name above every other name. The name above every other name that picked this man up. Church, tonight someone needs to be reminded of the power of the name of Jesus. The power of the name of Jesus. There's a verse as I was going to sleep that last night that came to mind in John chapter 14. That simply says this. Truly, truly, I say to you, this is John 14:12-14. Whoever believes in me also will do the works that I do, and greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. And the Father, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Listen to the words of Jesus tonight. If you ask me anything, anything in my name, I will do it. Anything in my name and I will do it. You know, I think of a generation of people today that absolutely have no hope. They are carried just as this lame man was carried. They had no say to stand up. And the church of God has the answer tonight. We know of a name that can set every captive free. God is asking you today, are you believing me? Do you have the faith to step out and simply say, listen, I want to tell you about a name. I want to tell you about a name that can heal your addiction. That can heal you. I want to tell you about a name that can set you free tonight. I want to tell you about a name that every knee will bow to. I want to tell you about a name. The name above every other name, the Word of God says, listen to the power. These aren't even my words. These are the words of Jesus. Anything you ask, I will give it to you. Church, anything we ask is at our disposal. We come before a God who says, ask and it will be given. Ask and it will be given. You know, as I think about that, I realize it would be very, very, very selfish on our side. Knowing we know the answer, knowing we know where to go, knowing we have the faith, knowing we know the name that'll set these men and women free, to keep that inside the church. That would be very, very selfish. There is a people out there who need to hear this. And tonight's message is simply to encourage you. Are you willing to step out, maybe be laughed at, maybe be mocked, but are you willing to step out for the one person that needs to hear it? The one person outside your gate, maybe it's your coworker, maybe it's your friend in school, maybe it's the man outside of the church who asks for money, maybe it's that man that you've lost faith and hope in and say, listen, I don't even want to give him any more of my money. Maybe it's that man. I want you to understand, you need to see the need. We need to see the need. We need to see past. The Word of God says our battle is not against flesh, but against principalities and powers of darkness. The church needs to see beyond the sign. We need to see beyond the sign that says, I need money, I need help. We need to see the man and woman that can't get up. We need to see the young person that can't stand up from the addiction and say, I know of a name that can set you free. I know of a name above every other name that your addiction has to bow to, that your stronghold has to bow to, that every power in the pit of hell has to bow to, and that name is Jesus. That name is Jesus. I think there comes a point where we say, I'm either going to believe these words or not. I'm either going to claim these words and say, God, anything I ask in your name, you will give me, or we don't. And tonight I strongly believe that God is reminding you, even as we speak, of people outside of your gate. People you need to reach out to and I need to reach out to that need to hear this truth. Would you stand with me? The message wasn't long tonight, but I believe God wants us to pray. I believe God wants us to call out on His name. I believe God wants us to believe tonight for that person outside of your gate who maybe you've lost hope and said, I've seen you day after day after day and your condition isn't getting any better. The answer lies within me and you, and that is Jesus. The answer is the name of Jesus. And so tonight the altar call is simply this, God, I want to believe you. I want to believe you. Anything you ask in my name, you will give it to me tonight. And tonight I want to ask for those people outside of my gate. Tonight I'm not going to be selfish. Tonight I'm not going to worry about my needs, worry about the things going on in my life. I'm going to put that off to the side right now. Tonight I simply want to stand for the man or the woman, the young person that can't get up, the young person that is suffering from depression, suffering from loneliness, and turned to these addictions to try to cope. I want to stand for them. And tonight, I'm going to believe that your name, it wasn't his faith. It wasn't the lame man's faith. It was the faith of Peter. Tonight, I'm going to believe you, God, to raise this generation to stand, to raise this generation for you, Jesus. Tonight, that is the altar call. As we continue to pray, I invite you to come. Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, God. Jesus. Father, we thank you, God. Jesus, we come to you tonight, God. Father, we put our need aside today, God. Father, I pray for every man and woman that has come to this altar, God, an increase of faith, Father. God, would we believe you, Jesus, when you said anything you ask, ask in my name and you'll receive it, God. And tonight, Jesus, you have shown us that there is a people, God, there is a generation, God, that can't make the decision. Father, they are living a life, God, that maybe they don't even choose to live. They have no power to get up, God. Father, as a church, we stand in the gap tonight, God. For every man, woman, and young person outside of our own gate, Father, tonight we begin to pray where they can't pray. We stand where they can't stand. Father, we call on the name above every other name, the name that has the power to set these men and women free, the name that has the power today, Jesus, oh God, to break every addiction, every bondage, every stronghold, God, we call on that name tonight, Jesus, believing you, Father, to begin to answer prayer as we pray. Oh, Father, we believe you tonight, Jesus. God, give us a faith, Lord. Give us a faith, God, where maybe we have looked and said, there is no hope for this man and woman. Give us a faith to say, in the name of Jesus, there is. Oh, God, oh, God. Father, I lift up my generation, God. A generation that is being carried by addiction. Father, that is dealing with hurt, pain, rejection, loneliness, God. God, your word says that when Peter said, rise up and walk, that you baptized in the Spirit. You gave the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that you begin to fill us with your Spirit tonight, God. Oh, Father, fill us with your Spirit. Give us your power. Give us your power. Your word says that we would do the works you did and greater works for your glory, for the name Jesus that is above every other name. God, and I pray tonight, Jesus, I pray that you would give us a faith to believe for the supernatural once again. Father, to believe for the supernatural once again, to step out in faith and say, I don't care if I haven't seen this in years. I'm believing God to pick you up. I'm believing God to supernaturally pick you up. Jesus, Jesus, give us a love. Give us a love for these people tonight, God. Give us a supernatural love, God. In our own strength, maybe we can't even love them, God. Give us a love. Give us a burden to pray. Give us a burden to pray as your church, God, to see you move. Father, we are sick and tired, Jesus, of watching them go, Jesus, and not being able to stand, Father. God, we are sick and tired of seeing family members not know where to turn anymore, friends not knowing where to go. We have the answer. Give us the boldness. Give us the boldness. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh God, fill this church with your Spirit, Father. Fill us with your Spirit, God. We're believing you for the supernatural, even in today's day and age. Father, I pray that through these men and women, through this church, God, you would begin to outstand. You would begin to amaze. God, you would begin to bring such testimonies of your power. God, that you would do such amazing things, miraculous things, that we would say it is only God, that people in the world would say this can only be God. There is a living God. Father, do what only you can do. Do what only you can do. We thank you tonight. I thank you, Jesus. I pray you will continue to burden our hearts for those people outside of our gates. Would we go home today? Would you seal this word in our heart, Holy Spirit? Would you seal it? Do the deep work, Holy Spirit, and help us remember every morning, every night, to look for those people outside of our gates. Jesus, give us your boldness by your Spirit. We thank you for what you are going to do, Father, and I thank you in advance. We believe you and we pray these things in Jesus' name.
Praise God. It is so awesome to see men and women dedicating and devoting their lives to Christ. And not only our brother who spoke tonight, but everyone in this room who's decided that they're going to do everything that they can to help somebody. You know, the Lord showed me something a while back, and it's very simply this. Different people are going to ask you to pray for them in different ways. Different people are going to ask you to reach out to them, but they're going to do it in different ways. Not everybody is going to say, could you help me? Some people are going to try to just draw your attention, and some of them are going to say negative attention is better than no attention at all. Do you know what I mean? And so they're going to do what they can to make sure you know that they exist. You know, and sometimes the means by which they go about it are not necessarily the ones that we would ordinarily hope for. You know, it's not like they're going to oftentimes, you know, fall on their face and said, you know, brothers and sisters, what should we do? Sometimes they're going to cuss you out, but it don't matter. It don't matter. As our brother was saying, what they're saying is, I'm dying. I'm going to hell and nobody seems to know. I'm dying, I'm going to hell and nobody seems to care. And they're going to try to provoke you one way or another. But you see, even though they come to us 1,000 different ways, we respond in one way. We respond in love. And we basically say to them, now I know that you exist. You know, sometimes you're walking down the street and somebody bumps you or whatever the case might be. Well, see, now you know they exist. And it might be up until that point you didn't know, and they knew you didn't know, and they didn't think anybody knew. But now you know. So now we pray. And we believe, as our brother said, in the name of Jesus, that incorporates praying according to his merit. That is to say, we pray because he has given us the right to pray in his name, because he died for us and he gave us his righteousness. We have the right to pray in his name and according to his character. In other words, the Bible's going to tell us how to pray. It's going to tell us what to ask for, so that everything that we're asking for, we can say it's within the parameters of Christ's name, within the parameters of his character. And then when we are moving under his righteousness and according to his character, he trusts us with his power. And all of a sudden we can pray in his power and believe him to do incredible things. And we will see it happen in this generation. We'll see it happen. We'll see it happen in men and women. Amen. We'll see it happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So keep praying. Keep believing. Keep hoping. Keep trusting. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you send us people. We know that because you have given us your blessing, your righteousness, that you can trust us with some of the hard people, with some of the difficult people, with some of the people that our flesh would rise up against. But somehow in the spirit, you cause us to say, now I know you exist. Now I know that there is somebody who needs my prayer, somebody who needs my intervention, somebody who needs me to come alongside of them. And even if they can't speak for themselves or they can't rise up themselves, that one man simply tried to draw Peter and John's attention. That's all he did. He just drew their attention. And God, there's going to be people that's going to draw our attention. Sometimes family members, sometimes coworkers, sometimes schoolmates, sometimes friends and neighbors from around the way. There are going to be people who are going to draw our attention. They might not do it the way we'd like. Sometimes they'll do it in a negative way. But they will be basically saying to us, I'm dying and there's nobody praying for me. And I need you. Help me. They might not put it in those words, but we know it. We can interpret. And we will pray by your grace and in your name. Father, I pray your hand upon my brothers and my sisters. Your touch upon each one, O Jesus, commissioning us to care. We love you so much, Jesus. Lord, I love my brothers and my sisters. I ask you to strengthen each one for your name's sake, for your glory's sake. Cause each one to know that you rejoice over us with singing. And as we leave this place, let us be revival pouring out into the streets of New York City. We love you for this, O Jesus, and we bless you for it. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Glory to his holy name. Amen.